Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine starts now live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. It is Joy's longest-running news and current affairs show. Some might call it a flagship TAS. But a flagship, we don't have a tugboat, do we? It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Now, Tass, welcome back. You've been Byron Bay and a few other places.
Thank you, Macca. Happy New Year to you. It's
and to
great
you.
To be back. I feel re-energised and refreshed and I feel well.
Fantastic. And it's... It's the second show of the year.
It's my first for the year.
Your first for the year. And we've got quite a long list of guests today. Now, what floated your boat over the time you're away, Tass?
Oh, Macca, look, I just love being away on holidays. I love a bit of sun and surf and sand and, nothing rejuvenates me more than laying in the ocean, really. And that was a nice thing about being away. But I am back and I was very pleased to read and to hear that the Uniting Church will not be proceeding with its challenge or allowing the challenge of its decision to allow its churches to be able to perform same-sex marriages.
Okay, so the Uniting Church made a decision...
Correct.
...to allow individual parishes...
Correct.
...and the priests to conduct... same-sex marriages
in their property
on their property, and then there was I wouldn't call it a groundswell, I call it a bit of a pothole of complaint from some parishes that they didn't agree,
and the complaint was that there was not enough time to adequately
consider
what the issue meant for them.
So they have considered it.
No, they needed to actually have X number of parishes
to object.
And they didn't get enough, and the final decision of the moderator, who's been on this show, Sharon Hollis.
So they needed 12 disciples, but they didn't get enough, eh?
Nine, actually.
Nine? Oh, there you go.
Nine. I don't know why nine.
You know what between second and last is, Tass?
Tell me.
Spelling. So they didn't get the numbers.
At the end of the day, that's
okay.
Quite right. So,
it stays as it is.
A letter that's gone out to all members of the Uniting Church asking them to honour the decision that's been made and to pray for the decision that's been made and to allow its parishes to exercise the will of the individual parish. So I think that's a pretty good outcome.
So does that mean a parish can actually not?
Correct.
Okay.
They may choose.
Okay.
And we think that there will be a handful that probably won't, but the majority will allow this to go ahead.
Mm.
So I think that was big news.
Well, I think it'd be nice if in God's house those people who love each other that are God's work are allowed to marry.
Of course. So that was sort of one thing that rocked my boat. The other thing that rocked my boat, Macca, is this talk about racism again. Racism is sort of, you know, it's reared its ugly head again. Well, I know we're going to talk about it more in the show later on, but it's reared its ugly head again. And it bothers me that it is allowed to go unchecked.
Yeah.
And yes, there was, you know, the acts that occurred in St Kilda a couple of weeks ago have been condemned by our Prime Minister and opposition leader and leaders right across the board.
What shoes was he wearing when he did that?
Well, but I'm not sure that that's gone far enough, is my personal view. You know, as somebody who comes from a, you know, an ethnic background.
We all do.
I'm very sensitive
to
this.
We all do. We're not natural Australians.
No, that is true.
So it's all of us.
That is true.
Someone advanced a theory that the reason that Blair Cottrell is so disturbed is they said that he obviously didn't like the name his parents gave him.
Blair Cottrell.
No, Blair. Like, so, you know, in deference to
I'd
those...
I'd kill for a name like Blair.
Whose name is
imagine
is,
Blair Musaferiatis.
I know. But, you know, there was a great picture that did the rounds on Twitter because one of the things Blair... Cottrell
actually, Brad Musaferiatis is my pick.
Has been found guilty of is steroid abuse.
Really?
And there was this person said that one of the side effects of steroid abuse was that in a male, your junk tends to get smaller, but your nipples get bigger. Anyway, there was a picture of Blair, you know, raising his arms, carrying on about something, and the nipples were quite prevalent. And someone tweeted a comment. Blair said, "Okay,
well,
who snuck the steroids into the Dim Sims?" Which I thought was pretty funny.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.